The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the event you've waited for all year long. The season finale of My Brother and Me is here.
I'm both of your I'm both of your dads. I've been both your dads this whole time.
Griffin reveals an embarrassing secret.
It's not embarrassing. I'm so proud of you two. I love you so much. Every week you come out here and you do your best. And I love you so much and I'm your dad.
Wait, so then who's the guy that's been claiming to be our dad?
He's your grandpa.
Who will live? Who will die?
We're all just sitting down.
We all live. Who will be sick?
Travis.
Who will get sleepy?
I would bet Travis. I know this
about you. Who will suffer from ennui?
I know this about you too because I'm your proud dad and Travis gets sick more than you, Justin.
That is true.
My dad is younger than I am.
Yeah, it's one of those Terminators.
Reality bends around on itself, and the advice show for the modern era.
I can't believe people are going to have to wait all summer long for these answers to be revealed.
To be fair, we'll do our reruns during the summer, do a couple of summer specials.
It'll just be a bunch of bullshit about ghosts and horses and shit, and it's like, I've heard this one before.
We got to get our episode count up to 100 so we can get in Cindy.
That's true. We can do a couple episodes over the summer where, like, the few of us go to work at, like, a beach resort, and, like, you know, so it's a little bit out of the normal setting.
Yeah, sure.
But then one of us ends up falling in love with the resort owner's daughter, and then hilarity ensues because, you know, she thinks that we're just a preppy, but we think that she's really stuck up. I think in my fiction here, it's become that all three of us are in love with her at once.
Okay.
The good news is that although My Brother and Me is going away for the summer, it will be replaced by a mid-season replacement. It's a reality dating show called My Brother and Me.
Mm-hmm. how does that one work?
Now, that is a very different program. I think you're all still really going to enjoy it. There's a lot of scintillation and a lot of
ventilation
and nausea.
It's been perforated to allow the smoke that we generate, mm-hmm. just our sexy smoke that we generate during the dating show portion of the show. Got to let that out, or else it's a real health hazard.
We should introduce ourselves. My name is Justin McElroy. I will be mid-season replaced by Yolo's Wagons, but for now, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy, and I plan on staying on as executive producer.
I'm Griffin McElroy, and yeah, I'm just gonna. I don't have shit to do. I really don't have shit to do this summer. This summer is starting to look like a bummer.
Okay, let's get into the advice actually, because I'm ready. Okay. My body's ready.
Yeah.
What is the statute of limitations on apologizing for a dumb offense given to a friend? I dated a friend's ex a couple years ago. I had her permission. She seemed happy for us. Unfortunately, the relationship was a train wreck, and it ended badly. Oh, sorry. I handled it badly. She and this guy are still good friends, and she is still one of my besties, but I feel like I've never made amends for what an idiot I was. Would it be super weird to apologize to her for it now? Or should I just let sleeping dogs lie? That's from Monster Engine.
Jeez. I think you done fucked up. I think that is the kind of thing that you just apologize.
No, oh wait. But here's my I'm confused. I'm confused because it sounds like you want to apologize to your friend because your relationship with somebody else went bad.
No. They want to apologize for their friend for dating their ex.
No, her friend was totally cool with her dating her. She had her permission.
Yeah, sure she was.
Well, I think the problem is that the relationship didn't end so hot, and it may have put strain on them. By and large, I usually think apologizing is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may be awkward for you, but I think people appreciate it because, I mean, one of two scenarios will happen. Either A, they've been harboring resentment this entire time, and they'll be relieved to finally get that off their chest, or they won't think it's a big deal, and you'll be relieved because you'll find out that they didn't care as much as you thought they did. And either way, it's. I think that's a W for you.
But
I think that
if they burn your house down,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, "Sorry, bro, that was out of line." Is that really gonna patch things up? Is that really gonna suit you?
Do you mean metaphorically, or do you mean like by apologizing to your friend, you'll make them burn your house down?
I'm saying there are certain offenses.
Uh huh.
And burning their house down is tantamount to dating their ex.
Now, Griffin, okay. am I correct in my assumption that if a friend of yours burned your house down, mm-hmm. you would prefer they just look at you and say, huh, guess,
what are you gonna
guess
do?
These things happen, eh?
How about this? Actions speak louder than words. I don't want to hear I'm sorry. I want to see it. I want you to build me a new house, or I want you to go buy me a key lime pie or something.
Build me a new ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Build him for me.
Better,
not human.
Faster, stronger.
Maybe it'll be like when they built Robot Stefan.
Yeah, we have the technology.
Man, that was fucked up, that plot line. He breathed life into an inanimate object. Urkel like played God. That's like some Isaac Asimov like mm-hmm. ethical shit, and he just ignored all of it. His science was irresponsible, is what I'm saying.
He was so obsessed with whether or not he could, he didn't stop to think, did I do that?
I have a suggestion, Monster Engine, and it's that three words, I think, in vino veritas.
You're saying get this, Travis, this is terrible.
No. I'm saying share a bottle of wine with your friend in a hangout and let it, like, come up. And just be like, well, that way it's not, like, out of the blue or anything. Like, you're hanging out and you can do, like, you know, by the way, and you'll feel a little bit more comfortable. They'll feel a little bit more comfortable. You guys can have a good cry about it and get it over.
No, because there is a high probability that this particular operation will go sideways, and you're going to need all of your faculties if you're going to get out of that one.
Exactly.
Oh, you could do the, like, dump your cup into the potted plant while she's drinking. Yeah, you fake the sips.
I'm saying there's also the punch restraints in your brain. Those get loosened up. In vino punchitas is the other, uh-huh. is the alternate, the flip side of that Latin coin.
Yeah,
that's fair. That was also my favorite Jason Statham movie.
Mm-hmm.
God, I would watch that movie.
Too. I'm going to need a bottle of wine if I'm going to get us out of this one. My punch receptors, my punch blockers are engaged by the government.
Well, why doesn't he just break us out of here? Can't you see this man is sober?
He's sober. He has a church house. He needs booze.
Give me those apples. We're going to put them in this water for like 2 months.
Just hold out. I got this. Is that Windex? Crikey.
Where is he from?
We're getting out of here. Oh, shit. Sorry. I apologize for everything that's happened. Griffin, do you have a Yahoo answer?
I only got a few this week. I'm going to be honest. I appreciate the people who sent them in. Thank you so much. I had to dip in the back catalog, though. My boy Ira Ray, nowhere to be seen. Jacob Locker? Jacob Locker might be dead.
Has anyone checked his Jacob Locker?
Has anyone checked? He might be inside of his Jacob Locker, where he keeps his thoughts. This Yahoo was sent in by Mary Turner. Thanks, Mary. It's by Yahoo Answers user Juliet, who asks, a boy at school got dacked, pants pulled down, today at school. Was he still sad? A boy today at school got dacked, pants pulled down, in front of everyone, and he was crying, and it's the guy I like. He was crying, then he stopped. Then he was crying again, but then he stopped. And when school finished, I said to him, I hope you feel better. I have sort of gone through the same thing. I've heard that boys are stronger than girls with these kind of things, but would he still be sad on the inside? I've never heard dacked before.
No.
Oh.
You know, I got dacked once, and I'm still sad about it.
Being a kid is the absolute pits, man. They are savages.
If that happened in the adult world, that would be the flashpoint of a major trial.
Exactly.
It would be everybody's going to court. It happens in a life of a kid. It's Tuesday.
That's fucked up. I've never heard a phrase like that, but that's really messed up.
The only bullying I ever received was, it was a rainy day. I was in sixth grade, and outside of school, this fucking kid I had never met before, a man I had never met, fucking ran up to me and spear tackled me into the mud. And just got up, laughed, walked away. Never fucking talked to that dude ever. I don't even know.
It actually turned out to be Griffin from the future.
It may have been me from the future.
He was stopping an assassin's bullet from killing him.
Oh, man. But I remember that fucking kid.
That was when I was a young man. I had been playing on a playground while our parents were doing something else. I was young. I was probably like 8. And at the end of the hangout, right before right before our parents came to get us, this kid who I had like barely spoken to the entire time punches me in the stomach and says, "I've been wanting to do that all night," which is like awesome because it wasn't just bullying. It was like, oh, that's me. That's my steez, apparently. That's the vibe I'm putting out, is that I make people secretly want to punch me until their punch receptors can't, their punch blockers can't take it
isn't
anymore.
Isn't it nice to be wanted, though, Justin?
You're the prettiest girl of the
object of somebody's affection.
Somebody else was looking across the playground and saw that kid punch you and said, "I can't believe I missed my shot."
Yeah.
I was going to punch him.
I'm going to think about that one all day.
Hey, do you mind if I just still put... Yeah, go ahead.
To answer your question, yes, he's still sad and he always will be.
Forever. I'm still talking about this time a kid punched me and I'm 32.
Exactly. But to have that happen to somebody that you're crushing on, oh, man. What a bummer. Like, what a bummer. Like, if you're lusting after Dennis Quaid and you see him on the street, like, oh my god, Dennis Quaid, this whole time, my whole life, I've loved you ever since I saw you in Inner Space, and just I've waited for this magic moment to, and then someone runs up and pulls his pants down, you're like, I'm done, I'm
unless
the downstairs is real good.
No, even that. Even that, because like even when it's a prime pony, seeing it without,
oh, you know, in that context,
seeing it without seeing it because someone else made it come out is like the worst that it could possibly happen.
There's only one response for the kid and that has been docked in this situation is to raise his arms and scream, "Are you not entertained?"
You know that, Griffin, that it's funny you use that specific example because that happened to me when I was crashing on Randy Quaid, but the person that pulled his pants down was Randy Quaid. Yeah. So he said, "Dingus time?" And then he pulled his pants down. He said, "Get a look at this, J. Edgar Hoover."
And then he said, "Now we have to flee this hotel room, quick.
Quick, let's get out of here, Justin."
And then you two fucked.
Well, no, we made love.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't make love.
He makes plans.
He makes plans to fuck, and then he executes them.
He executes on his strategy to make love.
This
poor kid is never going to recover from this, and you should probably move on to another sexual conquest.
He's ruined.
I'm sorry.
I mean, basically...
He's permanently spoiled.
But it was nice of you to say... That's a weird thing to offer somebody condolences for, though. Hey, same
thing. Sorry for your loss.
Similar thing happened to me. Oh, God, no. My pants weren't pulled down. Jesus Christ, no. I would never... Jesus. I would never... Listen to me. I would never recover.
That, in a way, though, gives him permission, because if he can recover, it makes him feel strong.
He's not going to recover, though. It's like, if you recover from getting your head cut off, you're going to be so much stronger for it.
What if this is, like, his superhero origin?
What possible power could he have gleaned from this?
A belter.
Okay. So it's just like a man who wears a belt and suspenders at the same time.
He wears like 8 belts.
Okay.
And he has those weapons. He can remove one as a weapon.
Ultimate irony, though, the belts are so heavy that they pull his pants down.
That's his weakness. If he removes more than one belt at a time, it's not enough to hold up the sheer weight of belts.
We're going to need 3 belts to bring this guy down. Please, the belter. I can't do that again.
You know, I'm thinking about it. I think I saw a lot of people get pantsed or dacked. you know, at middle school.
Please, Griffin, I'm trying to stay relevant. Please, can you stick with DACT?
I saw tons of people get DACT attacked in middle school and maybe even early high school and, like, church camp. And every time I saw people DACT somebody, they always just pulled down their pants and not their underpants. And that seems like a kindness to me. Is there, like, an unwritten code that, like, if you are going to DACT somebody, grab light? Don't grab two big old handfuls because you're going to get boxers too. And if you do that, then maybe it's a defense mechanism for the attacker because they don't want to do a sex crime accidentally.
Oh. That is actually in one of the appendices of the Geneva Convention. It is a war crime of middle school to pull someone's pants and underwear down. You can be tried for that. Hey, let me ask you guys another question.
Okay.
I'm having a little bit of a moral dilemma. A few months ago, due to an ongoing conflict with a roommate, I had to evict her. Because we live in an area where it's difficult to find affordable housing, my other roommates and I allowed her cat to stay in the apartment until she could find a place where she can have the cat. Jesus. Well, she just signed the lease on an apartment where she cannot have her cat and has more or less abandoned him. The worst part is the cat's owner keeps coming over to the apartment to visit her cat, which entails her hanging out in my roommate's room while she ignores the cat. She's not even paying for the cost of food and other needs. So after my novella of a backstory, here's my question. Can I just give the cat away? Can I just start looking for a new home for this, for the most part, abandoned cat? Or do I need to give this person time to do something about it? It's been 2 months and no effort has been made to find a different situation for it. That's from Feline Frustration in Frisco.
Ugh.
Jesus. Woof. Christ.
You made a tactical error, and now you have to live with it. When you do something like that, like evict somebody, you are cutting them out of your life. They knew that by leaving that cat there, they were leaving a foothold. Mm-hmm. You have to commit to cutting people out of your life.
They literally might as well have just literally wedged the cat in the door. Literally put the cat in between the door and door frame.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think you can give someone's cat away without being the bad guy.
Yeah, Justin, I think that's probably true. I don't think you're allowed to release custody of somebody else's cat to someone else.
But what is the other option, she says,
oh, there's a definite ultimatum in
Mr.
In
Boots is my cat now.
That's it.
Yeah. He is mine.
Give that sweet little pussy bear sweet nuzzles and cuddles for the rest of its life. That's the other solution.
I guess, but then it's like...
But you don't want to pay for the life of this thing. Like, it wasn't your choice to take on the responsibility.
Here's what you do. Pick up that sweet little pussy bear, roll him into a little ball, and lay down on the couch and give him little nuzzles on his button nose. You fucking dolt. That's what you do.
Okay, well, Griffin, what about the custody battle? Like, a year from now, when the roommate gets a place that allows cats, and she wants her cat back.
Well, then...
Kramer versus Kramer, baby. Kramer versus Kramer.
Put that sweet little pussy bear in between the two of you, and whichever one he goes to is the owner. Psst, by the way, you've got sardines in your pockets. He's gonna come to you if you put sardines in your pockets. That's a little tip from me to you.
I feel like you are within your right to call your ex-roommate and say, hey, I either need you to pay for the food and stuff, and then I'm happy to... keep the cat here until you're able to find a place that allows cats, you know.
No, that's not happening. You know? She signed a lease on a new place. She is not going to retain custody of this cat.
Okay, well then say either pay for it or I'm going to give her away.
Why can't she just have a secret cat? Cats are... I frequently forget that I have a cat because he's fucking ghost all the time.
Oh, you're saying like just let her out in the world?
Or no, I mean like... No, no. Jesus.
The cat will come back. There's lots of outdoor cats. Don't say that's not like putting a baby on the curb. I'm saying like you let the cat out. Cat roams the city, comes back to you whenever it wants.
Yeah, he just roams San Francisco, and he's fine.
And you think he'll be the only cat out there? He'll just be a lone cat in San Francisco because all the other animals are inside where it's safe.
Hey Dale, I had a great day today. I took the trolley down to the pier and just walked it with some of my friends, and I got picked up by a seagull.
It was great.
It was pretty good. This is a bad scene, man. The trick
is...
I know this isn't much use to you now, but the trick is to not let yourself get in these kinds of situations.
write a note to yourself in the future saying, hey, remember that time? Never
I don't
again.
Think she has to do that. She has a living four-leg room around all the time.
I have renamed him Burden.
Come here, Burden.
Is it really that expensive? Like, once the cat has gotten that first round of shots and vaccinations and fixing, like, is it
really
that...
All you're paying for is food, right?
It's really not that... I mean, we're talking about, like...
A couple bucks a day.
I mean, if that...
I buy that premium shit, though, for my sweet pussy bear.
Do you buy, like, wet food or dry food?
I mix it up. I mix it because his constitution is weaker in the morning, so he doesn't really have... He doesn't do saliva very well. So, like, I'll give it to him wet in the morning, and then later in the day, I'll let him have it dry.
What? His saliva game is bad?
He has dry mouth. He's a heavy drinker.
I see.
A good friend of mine from grad school just signed a 15th month lease. Guys, I have to talk. Can I talk to you guys for a second?
Yeah.
From me to the listeners, you guys have got to start condensing these backstories. I can't keep reading these novellas every time that you want our help. Just get it down to brass tacks.
And I
want to
tell you what, I edited both of these down.
Listen, it's like when you leave this much, you're just leaving weaknesses we can exploit. We will do anything to keep from answering a question. Mm-hmm. So you have to leave us as little rope as possible or we will hang you with it. You have to put it to us concrete and direct. Here we go. A good friend of mine from grad school just signed a 15-month lease on a new apartment with his girlfriend of 5 years. They're about to get a cat, and all appearances, they're very happy. Here's the problem. My friend's girlfriend, let's call him George, and let's call her Wanda. She, Wanda, told my girlfriend a secret. The secret is Wanda has cheated on George twice, and she's tempted to do it again. But Wanda swore to my girlfriend a secrecy. Of course, my girlfriend told me, so now I know that Wanda is habitually unfaithful to George, and he's probably gearing up to propose to her the next week or two. I tell him, it'll ruin our friendship.
Next year or two, not week.
Next year or two. That's not gearing up to propose. I just gotta build my confidence for 18 months. If I tell him, it'll ruin our friendship with Wanda because we ratted her out. And part of me thinks maybe they could work it out in the long run. Heck, for all I know, maybe George has cheated on Wanda too, although I have absolutely no evidence of that. Help me, brothers. Should I tell George? Maybe in some anonymous way? If Wanda told my girlfriend, maybe she told others. I don't want to stir up shit. But what if they get a divorce years in the future when I could have prevented it? That's from Iffy in Ithaca.
This is a sexy little nut. This is like Closer, the movie in question for.
Let me say this, though. You're worried about ruining your friendship with Wanda, which I think is naive, because you should be worried about ruining your friendship with both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to...
I don't think anybody gets out of this one alive.
Yeah.
It's really...
George isn't going to go, hey, thanks, buddy. Even though you helped him out, it's kill the messenger. Like, nobody likes the person that gives this kind of information.
You gotta pick who's important to you. Who do you want to take with you into the finale? Is the question. Because if I were if I were in your shoes, I think I'd probably go for Jorge.
He seems like he's the one getting put. No. Okay, listen. I gotta be serious with you. Everybody likes to have secrets. These little juicy.
This is sexy for me to read
tidbits.
This.
And everybody likes to have these secrets in their head. You cannot act on this.
Nope.
You cannot act on. Here's the one move you have, okay? You have a single move. The single move is, nope, can't do that. I was going to say you talk to Wanda about the cheating and tell her that she should tell George, but then Wanda knows that your friend told you that Wanda told your friend about the cheating, and then your friend told you about Wanda's secret.
She'll fucking...
So you can't do that. You don't have that move.
She will riposte. She will turn that shit right back on you. She will fucking Cersei your ass, and you will be donezo. Your relationship will end. You'll find out that you've been cheated on. That's how she'll twist it on you.
Because
you're dealing with a whoa man-eater. Watch out. Here she comes.
You can't do anything.
I think the best advice is that you need to take like 3 steps back from your friendship with both of them. You know too much,
Travis. But George is going to need someone when he realizes when these infidelities are when they surface.
Is George a looker? Is George sexy?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I like this. What about that? You twist that, maybe turn it into a little opportunity for you.
I don't understand.
Do you mean help George get his sexy right? And then
be like,
oh, it turned
George,
all around.
You're the patsy in this relationship. Come be with me. Let me take care of you.
But
right now, let me love you.
You're assuming a sexual attraction between George and our question asker.
This is what I'm saying.
You can't feel that right
now?
This
is that closer shit that I'm talking about. This is going to be so decadently sexy.
But here's where I think that you need to get away safely. Because picture this. Every time from now into eternity, when the four of you, or even just like you and George and Wanda, go out to a bar and you see Wanda talking to any other guy ever, you're going to just get the strongest douche chills. Your stomach's going to clench up.
Butt out, though, then. If you don't,
that's what I'm saying. So back out. You know too much.
I mean, you could still hang out with them, but when you observe shit like that, just maybe George knows. Maybe it's a part. Maybe they got an open thing, a secret open relationship.
It's none of your sexier. This is the first off. Let me thank you guys for bringing us into this sexual web.
It's one of two things. It's either incredibly crushingly sad or just real sexy, and I'm gonna pretend it's the latter because I need some J.O. material.
There's not a move here. No. I mean, you don't have a move. You don't. I thought about that one move about talking to Wanda, but you can't do that. I mean. And here's the thing about it is that, like,
you're going to have to actively work to convince yourself that it's none of your business. It's like a decision you're going to have to make and stick to actively.
You're not actually helping anybody. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, if George knows he's been getting cuckolded, then that makes him feel bad about himself. You don't actually win anything by George knowing the truth. I mean, sure, maybe he can get himself out of the relationship, but maybe she still really loves George. I mean, maybe they're a great fit. And, like, you are making the decision that infidelity is the most important thing about that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe there's other things that are more important to George, but you are making the decision to introduce a distrust in this relationship that may not be there right now and very possibly will never be removed. I really don't think it's your besides the obvious, like, self-preservation instinct, I just don't think it's your place to step in here.
Let me give you the suggestion of something you can do. It's innocuous but effective, and that is to leave a note on their front door that just says, "I know."
That is actually a move I'd recommend to anybody in almost any scenario.
Because it's not going to put you on blast. If George sees it, he'll be like, "Oh, weird." And if Wanda sees it, she'll be like,
"George will feel guilty for everything he's ever done."
No,
ever.
I'm sorry. If George finds it, much like any man finding it, he will assume someone has found that folder in his computer. God damn it! I thought I had it. I had it. Hidden in a deep, deep archive, no one would ever
find. Let's stop talking about
this. But I titled it, "Please Do Not Look."
Let's stop talking about this question because it's starting to go to a sad place, and instead talk about our new business where we go to people's houses and leave notes on their front door that say, "I know." Because that's a fucking life-changing experience. That's like The Game. It's like that movie The Game, because, like, you got some shit. Even if you're, like, a good, upstanding citizen, you got some shit that you need to come face-to-face with. You need to come to terms with. And you can either go to, you know, 10 therapy sessions, or you can get a note on your front door that says, "I know," and just all of a sudden come face to face with the fact that your kingdom is about to come toppling down on top of you.
Then make it actionable and put, like, "I know, and you have 3 months."
Well, that seems... I wouldn't make it more threatening than "I know."
But what it says is, it's like, "Hey, you have 3 months to turn it all around." Or it says, "In 3 months, you're going to die. Because I put a voodoo curse on you."
That's not what "I know" means. It does not mean "I know I put a voodoo curse on you."
And then on the
you.
Back, it says "Thinner." And then under that, it says, like, the movie and book "Thinner" by Stephen King.
And "Thinner" is printed there. Mm-hmm. The whole book.
The note is left as a bookmark in a copy of the book "Thinner." What if we did a remake of "Closer," and it was called "Closer and Thinner," and it was just the four people... And they were just fucking each other like they were caught in a fucking sexy food processor. And also they were just perpetually getting skinnier until dead.
I'd watch it.
I would watch it, too.
I would watch that, though.
Poor Natalie Portman would not last very long. Not that I'm saying Julia Roberts is fat. I'm just cutting off the emails right here.
We're not interested in them, guys. We don't know. We don't care who you think is thinner between Natalie Portman and Julia Roberts.
Clearly Natalie Portman, no. Can we go to the Money Town?
Yeah, absolutely. first on the docket this week?
First on the docket. First on the in the catalog is a website called hugepop.com, who asks our listeners to visit hugepop.com, where
not
you
not hugepoop.com, which is what I first typed in.
Why would you do that, though?
It was an accident.
It wasn't an accident. At hugepop.com, you will find strange, funny, and unsettling stories written and read to you by me, Adam Drent. You can read them, stream them, or download them, and listen to them on your mobile device. There is also a series of comedy audio sketches called One Man's World, and you can download or stream 3 hip-hop albums by the mispronouncer, who is also me, Adam Drent. Everything is free. That's all you need. You should have led with that last thing.
Yeah, everything is free. Now, give me a moment of your time. You could be going there right now to Huge Pop and getting something funny while you're listening to our show. You could be reading something, too, and just really expanding your horizons.
I've been thinking about getting into listening to hip-hop because I saw Kanye West perform yesterday on SNL, and it wasn't in any way terrifying.
That's how I feel about that Macklemore character. He seems nice.
Kanye West's performance on SNL last night compared to Macklemore makes Macklemore seem like my sweet little pussy bear.
Kanye West last night, he is the angriest of all the people who are in the 1%. I think he is angriest at the 1%. I worry that there's some self-loathing there, some heavy self-loathing.
I like that hook though on New Slaves. Woof,
woof.
Man, that's a sentence that like 200 years ago would have meant some pretty bogus shit.
If you would like to be handcuffed, though, boy, do we have a great option for you. It's extremerestraints.com.
Just tell me about it.
Come on. I'm on pins and needles, which I bought at Extreme Restraints.
Yeah, thank you. There it is. Okay, great. Extremerestraints.com is an adult superstore.
I'm on the edge of my seat, and also there's a dildo glued to it.
They would probably weld it. It's all high quality
that's
stuff.
That's going to fit OSHA standards.
Yeah, you don't want that dildo coming off inside your butt. Or do you? You do. You did. Oh, you did.
Guys, if you have not been to extremerestraints.com, I have something awesome for you. There is a first-time buyer special right now where you can get a ton of sex toys for 99 cents or $2. A small mini massager, some anal pleasure beads, Thai anal beads they are, bondage tape. No, I know what you're asking yourself.
Can I just use marbles, and can I use scotch tape, and can I just use a regular massager to replace those three things?
I'm not sure that I want to go the extreme bargain route with something I'm going to put into my pussy.
Yeah.
But I do think that these are a great introduction to sexual play.
Have you guys ever seen that show, Sexy MacGyver?
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to make your sex toys at home. Don't be like Griffin.
I'm a professional, though. I've been sweeting my own sex toys for a long time now.
Like once you do 10,000 hours, you're an expert.
Exactly. And once you shove 10,000 marbles in your butt, then you're dead. You died.
He went for it. He went for the record.
I shot for the stars.
You know that scene in Nick of Time where John Malkovich puts together a gun out of plastic stuff that he smuggled in? Mm-hmm. And how I might be misremembering both leading characters and plot points of Nick of Time? Griffin's like that with sex.
Yeah,
toys.
I make little guns and I shoot them up my butt. It's the ultimate pleasure.
You don't have to do that, though, because the savings are very real. With the coupon code...
If I shot a pistol up my butthole, do you think I could...
What's the coupon?
Do you think I could survive... Let's talk about something...
You'd have to stand very straight and open your mouth really wide.
This is important, yeah. Would I live through that?
Yeah.
I don't think I
would come out of your mouth.
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd come out of that one okay.
I don't think so. Let's not find out. Let's instead go to extremestraints.com and use the coupon code...
Swordfish.
Swordfish. It's
unbelievable.
And you're going to save 20%, though. So please don't hack that or anything, because that seems to be a problem for people. They can't help themselves.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Please.
It's the only other one I have, so let's make it count. It's sent in by Emily Wall. Thanks, Emily. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lunar Cure, who asks, farmers have seen some awesome secrets of nature. Tell us some, please. like sunflowers, bee dances, etc.
I'm sorry, what was that second one?
Bee dances.
Mm-hmm. And somewhere a farmer just smiles knowingly and slowly shakes his head. These secrets go to my grave, kids.
I went to a murder mystery a few weeks ago at a castle in Ohio.
True story. Not a goof setup.
Not a goof yet. We're not at the goof. There is no goof here. There's just truth. And while I was there, there was a man dressed up like some sort of battle monk. And he had a wife who was a nun. And they performed for us a dance that they learned from the owls behind their house to the tune of Thriller. I have a video on my phone. If you ever catch me in real life, you say, Justin, I gotta see that owl dance. And I will hook you up.
Why were the owls like, all right, from the top. I don't want to see...
We've been working on this for a while.
I want to see some snap. Don't make it lazy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jazz feathers.
Bee dances are apparently a real...
They don't have hands.
Sure. Thank you, Travis. I think bee dances are a real thing. It's called it's called a waggle dance, which describes literally every dance I'm also capable of doing. Yahoo Answer once it responded, flowers are plant genitalia. Secret exposed. Secret revealed. Farmers probably know some shit, though. They probably know some fucking earth wisdom.
They're probably... Well, not these days. These days, farmers just flip the switch on the machine that yanks the milk out of the cow's tits.
Do you think that farmers still know how high the sycamore grows?
I don't think... No. No, I think the only...
Why does the grinning bobcat grin?
They don't care about why the grinning bobcat grins. They just want to shower him in chemicals.
You know,
paint with all the colors of the mountain?
Listen, Douglas, I think your farm is great. I do think that if you did not have that giant sycamore in the middle of it just to see how tall it'll grow...
What if I cut it down? I'll never know.
You won't live to see it. No one will.
My children's children will.
Your children's children are going to turn it into magazines.
Man, that bobcat sure seems to like it, though. That bobcat seems pleased as punch. How did he do that? I don't know. He's just that way. That's just how he is. Call him Henry. Everything is shale colored. Yeah, dog, it's mountain colors, idiot.
Paint with the color of the mountain.
That's what I do. Apparently, sunflowers fucking rotate to follow the sun across the sky.
Yeah.
It's called heliotropism. Didn't know this. I just learned about heliotropism from Yahoo Answers. Is it real?
I don't want you to learn from Yahoo Answers. Griffin, you just yearn.
This is the singularity. Everybody out.
I don't want to learn anything from Yahoo Answers either, but if it happens, then I'm willing to accept it because I love knowledge and I love drinking it up. And apparently, heliotropism is the thing. Apparently, waggle dancing. Wikipedia is telling me all about waggle dances now. I'm going down a fucking rabbit hole right now.
Griffin to knowledge is like a sunflower to the sun. Mm-hmm. Griffin just tilts
I tilt my little head towards
his genitalia.
I tilt my plant genitalia towards one of the Yahoo Answers responded, carrots!
Indeed.
Revealed.
I bet you guys cows know... I bet you cows also know some shit, but mostly farmers know some shit about Earth and the way things work that they're not telling us.
About good dirt and bad dirt. I bet that's something they know, a lot about.
You know what's funny is they know a lot about farming, but they've never seen like a tall building or like a car.
Yeah,
or, like,
right. They would be horrified. Mailbox.
It would be very scary. But I bet they know all about what happened in Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet they know the truth about Benghazi. If you want to fucking suss that out, put a farmer on the stand.
There's two things farmers know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like agricultural shit.
Yeah.
And foreign affairs.
And Benghazi specifically.
I've been trying to get into gardening. Sydney and I have been trying to plan some stuff. And speaking of secrets that farmers know, one of those secrets that I don't know that I'm betting farmers do is basically not knowing what plants will emerge from the ground and which I will have to retrieve from there. Mm-hmm. I literally had to ask Sydney about basically every plant. Like, will the pepper be
in the ground, or will it be above the ground? And I bet that's a secret that farmers have on lock, pretty much.
Yeah, I bet that that's pretty important to just their general survival and their fiscal stability, is just knowing sort of like where the carrots are at any given time.
I can never remember. Ah, shit, I did it wrong again. I dug up.
Is it a carrot tree? Fuck.
I can't remember.
I did it bad. I am the worst farmer. I don't know any of the secrets of Mother Earth's beautiful womb that I grow my carrot children inside.
I should never cut down that sycamore.
One of my neighbor farmers told me that if you feed a cow rocks, then he'll poop out whole watermelons that you can sell at the country fair, but they just killed them. They died. They're tricky farmers. That's the secret about farm wisdom. Mm-hmm. Is you they're either telling you something that will enrich your life, like heliotropism and bee dances, or they'll give you a little riddle. They'll play a trick. They'll play a trick on you. They're like bridge trolls.
They're actually descended from bridge trolls.
They are.
All farmers are descended from bridge trolls. They only speak in riddles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's another secret for you.
You know that poem, God Made a Farmer?
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. God made a bridge troll. And then they just sort of naturally fell into another vacation.
They defied his teachings, and they left the bridges. Mm-hmm.
And so they were cast out of Eden.
Mm-hmm. That's Genesis 1:1, baby.
Read a book.
Read a book. Specifically, the Bible. Specifically, our new version of the Bible.
The Brothers Grimm presents the Bible.
I want to ask a real question and help someone to undo.
If you know
the
farm wisdom, will you email? If you live on a farm, first of all, that's dope that you're listening to a podcast on a farm. Second of all,
done it.
Email us some farm wisdom, because I'm genuinely interested in farm wisdom now.
And a picture. Can I have a picture of a cow, please?
Mm-hmm. Send us a telegram or something. I mean, they're farmers. They don't have internet. They're getting this podcast delivered on a jump drive.
The milkman swings by every day. I'm not sure why they would need a milkman, because it live on a farm.
He's picking He's picking up.
Oh, I see what I see. I get you.
I see what I did.
They got to get it from somewhere, I guess.
Yeah. Cow tits.
Recently, during the exam period at university, I grew an exam beard. Recently, though, I noticed it's been drawing some nice attention from a few girls, so it seems to be working for me. This would be a problem if not for the fact that it's itchy as all fucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I keep the beard as well as the attention, which has been quite nice, and suffer the discomfort, or do I get rid of it? That's from Beard and Loathing in St. Andrews. Well, I think at least one of us on this call is qualified to answer this question.
Okay. I'm going to rock everyone's
but
world
before,
for a minute.
Before we do that, though, can we talk about... is an exam beard... Is that just like when people like do a thing and so they feel like they have to have some sort of physical change?
No, totally get it. I totally get it, because it happens to me too when I'm installing a show, and it's like you just get so caught up in the old rat race that you stop.
But it's not like he's
taking care of your physical self.
It's not like he's squirreled away a TI-83 in there, right? It's not like
it's not for cheating. He doesn't keep notes in there.
Secret notes inside of his.
I whisper the answers into my beard.
And I shake them out.
It echoes endlessly.
No, I think exam beard just means that he stopped like bathing and stuff for like a couple
He gave it up. He's going full caveman for this
exam. I bet he's
got
a pretty crazy exam bush, too.
My exam fingernails have garnered a lot of attention from the ladies.
Travis.
Uh-huh?
Tell me, what's it like to have a beard?
It's pretty great, Justin. People often touch it for no reason. And the ladies do love it. We're in an era where it's coming right on back. It's very manly, and the people like it. And let me tell you how to keep it from being itchy as all fucking get out. Wild Man Beard Conditioning Oil. Wild Man is the brand.
Okay.
Not a descriptive
one. There have to be other... I know you're probably...
You can do normal conditioner... there's beard wash. Grow it out real long so it gets soft, and then trim it back.
Honey. Pure.
Yes, sweetie?
Pure. No, I'm saying pure honey.
Oh, okay.
Massage a little bit of honey into your beard, and it's going to be...
You can do a beer wash.
It's going to be sticky, and you're going to hate it. But you know who's not going to hate it?
Bees.
Bees are going to love it.
Bees. I've got an exam beard of bees that's garnered a lot of attention from the ladies.
If you want to make a...
I like your beard. I like the gnats in
it. If you really want to watch a bee...
I like how you have
bee,
gnats all over it.
If you really want to watch a bee dance, if you really want to see a bee fucking twerk it, rub a little honey in that beard of yours, and they will get so hyphy so quick.
It'll just shake in front of you like, let me up into your beard.
Why are you grinding on me? Luckily, I got this protective beard to protect me from your stinger. Protecting us both. Because if that comes out, you're done.
Something. You're dead.
What if you saw someone with a giant beard in the middle of a exam just stand up and throw their arms in the sky and just say, bees? And then the exam's over. Because bees just fly out of his beard. That's the end of the exam.
That's actually in the college law where everyone then gets a bee.
That's your best. That's your best option. Is the exam. And it's too hard for you. You say, well, I gotta get out of this one. Bees! Oh, man.
And then the professor just slowly puts down the pen he's been writing his dissertation with and walks out of the room and gives everybody a B.
Everybody gets a B. Oh,
man, this is a pretty cool college. This guy goes.
And then everyone turns and thanks you because they didn't have the courage to do it.
They couldn't grow an exam beard to lodge bees in.
Nope.
That's how we got...
Oh, that's the thing. You can't just say bees. You got to go, like, the full mile.
Yeah.
That's farmer wisdom. I learned that from a farmer.
That's what I'm saying. This is applicable, potent farm wisdom that I could be using in my everyday life.
How do we know so much farm wisdom?
We're from West,
good question.
We're from West Virginia. We got it by Appalachian osmosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that actually, the original rule comes from whenever a farmer had to pay the bank to keep their land, if they grew a beard and yelled bees, the bank had to back off.
Do bees actually come in this scenario, or is it just like the threat of bees is so...
It's kind of like when you call, like, I have the power, you know? It's okay. Like that kind of thing where you're just summoning the courage of the bees.
When I see a man
the
with a big...
The problem is you never know.
Right.
You look at someone and he says bees, mm-hmm. or maybe he just whispers and points at the beard. Bees.
Ooh, that's
are you
going to
call us bluff?
No.
Are there bees in the beard, or are we to believe because of his crazy facial hair that he possesses bee channeling abilities?
Little column A, little column B.
Well, yeah, it's all about the mystique, and it's about really committing to the bit. That's the thing.
Maybe just one bee pops out and says, I know others.
You should actually, if you're going to sell this, I think you cannot appear in class for weeks before. Because it has to. They have to think you're dead. You have to fake your own death and come back with a bee that can emit bees. Or, sorry, a bee that has a beard.
Wait. Hey, guys, what's up?
Just trying something new. That's pollen, Greg. You're not fooling us.
I know it's a little spotty in some places, but I'm a fucking bee. What are you going to do?
It'll fill out. Just keep growing.
We getting that stamen. Travis, are you going to shave your beard for your wedding?
No, my fiance would kill me.
I guess that's true.
The only reason I have the beard is because Teresa insists.
And the only reason he has a fiance is because he has a beard.
That's true. It's a one-in-one thing.
Teresa,
one in, one out.
Teresa has been living under the threat of bee attacks for 2 years. That must be a fucking Trump card. You're like, will you please clean the pans? And she's like, it's your turn to clean the pans. And then you point to your beard. And you say, I don't want to... I hate to play this card again, but... You want to get trying to get stung? And then she says, no.
That would explain why the last time we all had dinner together, she was tapping in Morse code on the table, please, oh God, please, his beard is filled with bees. Please help me escape. Give me safe harbor.
It also explains why I couldn't hear anything anyone was saying the entire time because of the buzzing.
Travis probably had an iPod in there, though, just faking it. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to find an hour-long MP3 of bees?
I will Google hour-long bee MP3 and... Nope.
This has been our show, My Brother, and Me. We sure hope you've had as much fun listening to it as we have had making it.
I can get an MP3 of Bees in the Trap by Nicki Minaj.
I'll listen to that. Thank you to people tweeting about the show using the MBMBAM hashtag. We've got Turk Rules, Kane, Taylor Wilson, Nicole, Mary Erickson, Mike Susek,
Kim Belushi, B. Root, David Pemberton, Jed in Public, Scotty Moe, Richard E. Flanagan, Sam Bersanti, Jeff Grubb, Christy Admiral, Justin Sullivan. Thank you so much to everybody sharing the program. If you tweet about us, why not include our sampler? It's bit.ly/MBMBAM2013. That's our brand new one just for you to help add people to the ever-growing My Brother, Me family.
Two things real quick. One, we're coming to Max FunCon pretty soon, so if you're going to be there, we want to know and we want to answer your questions at our live show. So email us your questions and make sure you put in the subject line Max FunCon or something about Max FunCon in there. And also, I have forgotten the second thing.
I just want to make a plea real quick. Two pleas, actually. I just Ira, Jacob, Krista, I don't know what I did, but please come back to me with your good Yahoo Answers submissions. Please, I need you back. Also, if you've never done a Yahoo submission, just send it to mbmbam@gmail.com or a regular question. That's where those go. But hard up for those Yahoos. Need them. Please, nothing racist. Please, nothing poopy related too.
Unless it's rude. I remember the second thing.
Okay.
The second thing was, if you want to either get a shout out to your business like hugepop.com did, or if you want to give a shout out to a loved one, just go to maximumfund.org/jumbotron and then get you all set up there. It's $100 for a personal message and $200 for a business message. So help support the show and we'll help support you.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, which is on the album Putting the Days to Bed. I'd like to put this day to bed and go back to sleep.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I'm a sleepy guy. I was up really late last night. I was up to like 11:30 watching the Amazing Race finale.
Griffin, do you have a final Yahoo answer, something to send us out on? I know your reserve's been running low.
I do. This one was sent in by Andrew Burns. Thank you, Andrew. It's by Yahoo Answers user I Have Gusaini, who asks, I need every insult The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, ever made.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, May Kiss Your Dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.